With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Two people are under arrest at a pro-Hamas protest at New York City's Fordham University. Reports say an encampment set up inside the building is cleared, police still on standby outside. The White House is facing questions about President Biden's silence about the nationwide campus protest.
As anti-Israel protesters take over some campuses, police make arrests, and violence cancels some classes, the president has remained silent. Asked about that, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre insisted that no president has been more outspoken against anti-Semitism than Joe Biden. But she offered no definitive answers when repeatedly asked about the president's lack of specific comments on the demonstrations roiling colleges and universities across the country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, taxpayers are on the hook for another $6 billion after the Biden administration said it would cancel the student loans of over 300,000 former students of the arts institutes. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene says she'll call a vote next week on ousting House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We need leaders in the House of Representatives that are going to get this done. Not working for Hakeem Jeffries, not working for Joe Biden, and not going to be twisted and lulled into continuing the disgusting practices of Washington, D.C. Mike Johnson is not capable of that job. He has proven it over and over again.
But on the Salem Radio Network news program this week on the Hill, Speaker Johnson said leadership battles such as this have consequences.
The last time the chair was vacated, everybody will remember back in October, Congress was closed for 3 weeks. You can't operate without a speaker. And the idea that we would want to go through that again is so dangerous.
This is SRN News. Honduras fights the United Nations over abortion. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The Latin American nation has a broad ban on the procedure, and activists are trying to get the world body to do something about it. Two abortion groups have filed a petition with the UN Human Rights Committee, charging that Honduras' pro-life laws violate women's fundamental rights and international commitments. Honduras, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic are the only Latin American countries that still ban abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican state attorneys general are challenging a new federal regulation that seeks to override state laws designed to limit the promotion of so-called transgenderism in the schools. In a lawsuit filed in federal courts in Alabama, Louisiana, and Texas, the states argue that the recently announced rule harms girls. The Biden administration is trying to undermine statutes that bar boys from using girls' bathrooms. This is SRN News. Ford is recalling nearly 243,000 Maverick small pickup trucks in the U.S.
Ford says it doesn't have any reports of crashes or injuries because of this, but the fact that the taillights may not light up increases the risk of a crash. Ford says the problem is a computer can mistakenly detect too much current on one or both of the tail lamps, causing them to stay dark while the trucks are being driven. You don't have to worry about the headlights, the turn signals, or brake lights. They'll still work, says Ford. The recall covers some pickups from model years 2022 through 2024. Dealers will fix this at no cost to you. Notification letters will start going out in late May. I'm Rita Foley.
Over 16,000 pounds of ground beef is being recalled due to possible E. coli contamination. The USDA announced the recalled beef was shipped to Walmart stores nationwide. It's from a company named Cargill Meat Solutions. More details at SRNnews.com.